behind the sun, heaven's second child, son of a gun. Been a prisoner, a preacher too. 38 special did just what it's meant to do.
And this is Ed from Deer Hook.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
That girl's really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. Feel like I've just got struck. See her on the elevator, pushing buttons, I wish that I could date her. I hope she's not another princess, I hope she's not a complete mess. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. All day standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis. For sure, nothing short of priceless. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. Really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Father's Day Sunday, June the 17th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I would love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here in Medford, Massachusetts. And let's see, the temperature outside our studio is 61 degrees right now. And we'll be bringing you an updated weather update. Yeah, you can tell I am not ready for this program as yet. We have a ready, updated, blah, blah, weather update for you sometime around 6:30 in the Sounds of Praise program, and I know that will take place because I'm the host of that program as well. So anyway, but we're in the sports. Let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Yankees 4 and the Rays 1. The Tigers 7 and the White Sox 5. The Astros 10 and the Royals 2. The A's 6 and the Angels 4. The Twins 9 and Cleveland 3. And the Mariners 1 and the Red Sox zip. Red Sox only got 2 hits in that game. Ooh. Okay, over in the National League, Pirates 6 and the Reds 2. The Phillies 4 and the Brewers 1. And got to get my background music going here. Phillies 4 and the Brewers 1. The Braves 1 and the Padres zip. The Dodgers 3 and the Giants 1. The Cubs 6 and the Cardinals 3. And the Mets 5 and the Diamondbacks 1. And in interleague play, the Marlins 5 and the Orioles 2. The Rangers 5 and the Rockies 2. And the Blue Jays 2 and the Nationals zip. Okay, and that Red Sox game, ooh, only two hits. Mookie Betts went 1-for-4. He's hitting .346 on the season. Andrew Benintendi, 0-for-3. He's hitting .292. J.D. Martinez, 0-for-3. He's hitting .316. Rafael Devers in the cleanup spot yesterday. He went 0-for-3. He's hitting .236. Xander Bogaerts, 0-for-3, hitting .276. Eduardo Nunez got the other hit. He went 1-for-3, hitting .247. Bruce Swihart started at first base. He went 0-for-2, he's hitting .152. Moreland pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1 in his pinch hitting attempt. He's hitting .271. Christian Vasquez went 0-for-2. He's hitting .214. Brock Holt, pinch hit for him. He went 0-for-1. He's hitting .302. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0-for-3. He's hitting .182. He better not gain any weight. he'll be weighing more than he's hitting. Okay, Stephen Wright on the mound for the Red Sox. With his knuckleball dancing all over the place, he went 7 innings, gave up 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 2, struck out 4. He has a 1.23 ERA, and since the Red Sox didn't score any runs, he lost. 2-1 on the season. Workman came in and pitched the 8th inning, gave up 1 hit, struck out 2. He had yet to be scored upon. So, the Red Sox have lost 2 out of the 3 out there in Seattle. And Seattle, you know, with all these no-name players and having lost Cano, for the rest of the season, I believe, for that drug overdose, illicit drugs, whatever it was. They're still rolling right along. In the American League East, the Yankees are 1 game up on the Red Sox. They're 46-20, and the Red Sox are 48-24. And out west, the Astros are 47-25. And the Mariners are half a game behind, 46-25. And like I said, except for Nelson Cruz, I don't know anybody on that Nationals, on that Mariners team. So, hey, that's the way it goes, I guess. And, well, hey, we'll just have to do the best we can. Especially since we're having problems. We're hitting, especially at the bottom of the lineup. It's been disastrous down there. And so hopefully we'll get somebody back to come alive and, you know, give us some help. Help! Help! That's what's needed. We're going to talk about the American League Central. Cleveland, they are in first place, but they lost yesterday, I do believe. Let me get my stats and my standings together here and I can know what I'm talking about. Yeah, Cleveland lost to the Twins 9-3, so that makes them 36-23. Detroit is in second place, even though they're under .500. Detroit Tigers, they won yesterday. They're 35-37, followed by Minnesota, and the Twins also won. They're 31-36. And out, like I said, we all gave it out west. In the National League, yes, in the Atlanta is still in first place. The Braves lost. The Braves won. They are 42-28, followed by the Washington Nationals. And what did they do? Oh, Nationals lost to the Blue Jays. And then the Phillies are in third place. They won yesterday, making them 36-31. National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers. Boy, all these clubs who have been out of it for so long are finally getting redemption. The Milwaukee Brewers, they lost yesterday, however. They are 42-28, followed by the Chicago Cubbies, who are 38-27. No, I'm sorry. The Cubbies are 40-27. And the St. Louis Cardinals are in third place, and they lost yesterday. Pittsburgh follows them, and Cincinnati's way, 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 way back. Arizona Diamondbacks are in first place in the National League West. And what did the D-backs do? The D-backs lost yesterday. They are 39-31, followed by the LA Dodgers, who won yesterday. They're 37-32. The Giants. What did the Giants do? Giants won. I'm sorry. I'll get it together here. The Giants are 34-37. And I heard that Evan Longoria has broken his right hand, and so therefore he's not available for them for some time. And we'll see how far they can go without him in the lineup. Okay, 420 here on WMFO and Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday Father's Day edition. Come on, fathers, where are you? Probably sleeping in late. sleeping in early, because at this time it's 4:20 here in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, let's talk Red Sox. Might as well. This is Boston, right? Medford, right outside of Boston. So therefore, and I guess the latest rumor is that the Red Sox might be interested. Not they might be. They're interested in Manny Machado, but are they willing to pay the price since he is a free agent after next year? Are they willing to give up whatever the Orioles would want? And I'm sure the Orioles are going to want the sky, the moon, the stars, all of the other things that are floating around out there in space. And we don't have that to give. We're not giving up Andrew Benintendi, that's for sure. Forget that. the question is, Machado is obviously going to, you know, not hang around in Baltimore another year. They need to get something for him. Who will give them the best deal? Do we have anything, anybody down in the minors that they would be interested in? I don't know. I don't think so. There are probably other clubs with better minor league systems than we have who could offer more, but do they want to? Unless they're certain that Machado's going to be willing to sign with them long-term. I don't think they want a rental if they're going to have to ruin their farm system. So Manny Machado's going to be interesting to see where he finally winds up. Maybe we could put together a package of something, someone's down there that might interest in Baltimore since they are in horrible shape. And, we'll see what happens. A lot of guys that, you know, were hitting fairly well last year are not hitting at all this year. That's the main problem, I think. Pitching hasn't been excellent either. They just had someone else, another new guy, go on the DL. I don't remember his name. But anyway, that's not going to help a team that's struggling. Okay, but the Red Sox do need a bat or two for the bottom of the lineup. But, you know, here we go. You know, Swihart, Jackie Bradley Jr., Eduardo Nunez, maybe the return of Dustin Pedroia. All that could help. Certainly won't hurt, hopefully. And we can, like I said, we can be wishful to thinking about how Pedroia is going to be able to impact the lineup when he gets back with his bat. I understand their plan to bat him down in the lineup, so that will help down the bottom. But, or if they put him up in second, in the bat number two position. Although I think Cora likes to alternate right, left whenever he can. And so with Mookie Betts leading off, Andrew Benintendi batting second, J.D. Martinez batting third. Like yesterday, they had Nunez. Yesterday, they had Devers batting cleanup, then Bogarts, Nunez. But like I said, Swihart, possibly, you know, could turn it around. This is his first chance to play some significant innings since in his career with the Red Sox prior to running into the left field wall there and breaking his foot, I think, a couple of years ago. You know, he has the bat, and he's, there's a guy that you might be able to deal, you know. He's a catcher. He's athletic. He can play first base, possibly third base, right field, left field, maybe even center field, who knows. Until his bat turns around, he's not going to be that type of player that any team's going to say, okay, we'll give you the sun, moon, and stars if you give us one. But he has that potential. Now, will the Red Sox be able to continue to progress in the season, you know, without getting a bat, another bat? Maybe they'll trade for somebody else that we aren't even aware of. Dombrowski, I'm sure, knows where all the good bats are out there in the major league. So he's probably scouring the bushes to see who he can pry loose. Let's talk about their pitching. Pomerantz is out with, I think it was what, bicep tendonitis, and then he had a stiff neck or something or other, and he's, you know, we don't know when he's going to be able to come back, but when he comes back, will he be, I don't think he's going to, you know, put Wright out of the starting rotation, and I said way back in spring training, if Wright comes back healthy, I would look for, I would go for a six-man rotation, you know, and that allows, you know, guys like David Price and Chris Sale to, you know, be more refreshed near the end of the season. You know, wouldn't hurt Porcello and Rodriguez either. And Wright's knuckleball keeps fluttering around, and the guys don't really get much, much hits off of him. And his ERA, I said a little while ago, is 1.23. Now, you certainly can't take that out. But, you know, here again, do you want Pomerantz in the bullpen? Is another left-hander coming out of the bullpen? I understand they only have one out there now. That's Johnson. You know, we'll see what happens. But, like I said, six-man rotation sounds good to me. How will sounds good to the rest of the players? They probably say that, okay, you know, if you go through a six-man rotation, you're going to throw us off our schedule, and you know how sensitive and finicky some athletes are. But anyway, that's my solution. But the guys who get in the big bucks, we'll let them make the decision. heard something recently that the major leagues may be thinking of going to a DH in the National League. Hallelujah. I've been championing that for I don't know how many years. It doesn't make any sense to me. If National League teams come into American League parks and use DHs when they don't use them during the regular season in their own National League parks, what is the big deal? If they like the DH, if they don't like the DH in the National League parks, then don't use them in the American League parks. That, you know, hey, you know, we'll pitch against your pitcher. But recently, I understand Tanaka with the Yankees had either two pulled hamstrings or whatever, something like that, and is out for a while. Why? He was running the bases. I remember last year, Chris Sale hit a ground ball or he got a base hit or whatever. He's running like crazy down the first base line. A good athlete, obviously. And I'm saying, oh, no, don't pull anything and don't break your ankle or anything like that, you know. It doesn't make sense. If I'm the owner of a major league ball club and I'm paying these guys all these big bucks, I'm going to try to protect my investment as much as I possibly can. And so I would be yelling and screaming in every meeting. I'd be sending emails and everything else saying, hey, we want to, if the National League doesn't want to use a DH, that's up to them. But when we go into every game we're playing this year, we're going to, whether it's in a National League park or an American League park, we're going to use a DH. Okay, that would solve that. Okay, 428 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial. Multicasting on WMFO.org, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I guess before we get off baseball, is it all over for Hanley Ramirez? He's been a free agent now for 2 weeks. Red Sox hooked the rest of his majority of his salary, and so therefore no one has bitten yet. No one out there needs a bat. None of those contenders need bats. They say, okay, if he's such a great bat, why did you? Well, I guess there are guys, you know, people who think that they shouldn't have cut Hanley Ramirez. They needed a bat. And if it's cut, if it was a choice of just saying, okay, Hanley, you know, we're not going to be able to play you as much as you normally play, but we want to keep you on the ball club and pay you your big salary. you know, they could have done that and decided not to do that. They figured he would be, you know, not happy. They gave him a chance to go someplace else. But so far, someplace else has not opened up their paycheck and said, Hanley, come on in. Okay, it's 4:30 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Father's Day Sunday, June the 17th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. And to get involved in the conversation, you can give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I shall return.
heard this disturbing prognosis? If we don't act now to reverse the childhood obesity epidemic, the current generation of young people could be the first in the United States history to live sicker and die younger than their parents' generation. I'm State Senator Jen Flanagan of Massachusetts. More than 23 million of our children and adolescents are overweight or obese, putting them at higher risk for serious health problems. Women in Government, an organization of women state legislators, is working to promote policies that make it easier for children and families to eat healthy foods and be physically active in our schools and neighborhoods. Creating healthy environments is key to reversing this childhood obesity epidemic. To learn more about Women in Government's work to prevent childhood obesity, visit womenindgovernment.org. That's womenindgovernment.org. Visit womenindgovernment.org.
Are you finished? And that message was also brought to you by our friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. She tricked me with that second womenindgovernment.org, and then a pause, and then Women in Government. I thought she was through. Okay, now you're through. Okay, that's brought to you by your friends here. Also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:35 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time on host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Women's National Basketball Association. Yesterday, Fever 96 and the Dream 64. The Lynx 85 and the Liberty 71. The Mercury 89 and the Sun 72. Sun got off to a great start, but they lost three in a row. Yesterday, Morgan Tuck started. She got 20 points, led the team in scoring. Five rebounds, one assist, and a block. Jay Jones got 2 points, four rebounds, and a block. Jay Thomas got 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Strickland, 2 points, 1 rebound, and a block, and a steal. 1 rebound, no assists, and a steal. Wesley Williams got 9 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 steal. Laney got 2 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. B. Jones got 17 points off the bench. 4 rebounds and 3 blocks, and Bantam got 5 points, 1 assist, 4 rebounds, 1 rebound, 4 assists, and a steal. Aguamiki and a few other players did not play for the Sun, I guess the injury, but I didn't get any information, so I don't know why, but that's probably part of the reason why they gone down three games in a row. Connecticut, that's now and still in first place, 7-4 with a 636 percentage. Washington, one game back, 6-5. Atlanta, one game back, 6-5. And in the Western Division, the LA Sparks, 7-2, are on top, followed by Phoenix, 9-3, half a game behind, Seattle, 8-3, and then there's Dallas, 5-4, 2 games behind. And so that's the latest in the WNBA. Well, since we're in the NBA, I guess maybe we should talk, since we're in basketball, I guess, maybe we should talk about the Kawhi Leonard. Supposedly, Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. And I guess he's tired of defending the Alamo. supposedly he wants to go to the Lakers. And I guess if he goes to the Lakers, would that trigger LeBron James or Paul George also going to the Lakers? Everybody's waiting for the first domino to fall. But the first thing is, Leonard has one more year on his contract, so I don't think the Spurs are going to give him away. And the possibility that the Celtics are interested would mean that they would have to tear up this present ball club. And I'm saying, we don't know how good this present ball club is. Listen, this present ball club went to the Eastern Finals and made LeBron James take off his regular clothes and don his Superman garb just to get the Cavaliers ahead of them in the 7-game series. And they were so tuckered out that they had nothing left for the Warriors in the finals, going down 4 straight, thanks to a buddy there, JR. Anyway, I would say, you know, someone we talked about, I talked with some friends a couple of a few days ago when the LeBron James things came up. Excuse me. And I said, it sounds good, but unless he's going to, you know, take a sweetheart deal, you know, he's not a free agent that we can just sign. We have to, you know, I guess they have to make room. Although, I don't know, the Celtics owners will say we're willing to spend if necessary. If it means going over the cap, we'll go over the cap. So, they, you know, hey, you know, we could put them to the test. I'd rather have Kawhi Leonard than LeBron James, to be tell you the truth. Especially if we don't have to give up the, Leonard is not in the same position that James is in. James is a free agent. To make the money work, I guess you have to do some things like that if you want to stay under the cap. But anyway, you also have to find out how healthy is Leonard, since he's had that problem that caused him to miss all but 9 games last year, this last season. So quad problem or whatever it was. But anyway, is that an ongoing thing? Is he healthy now? Who knows? You know, there'd be a lot of investigation going on before you make any kind of commitment. And like I said, we don't know. Since you saw how well Tatum played as a rookie because he got the playing time, well, obviously his playing time may be cut back somewhat, but not a whole lot. When we get Irving and Hayward back this year. Like I said, no one knows how good this Celtics team is. Because we had so many key players go down. 3 of them. And other players that got to the playoffs, they went down there with injuries. You know, Marcus Smart. So I'm saying, hey, let's see what we can do with Marcus Smart. Let's get him back on board. If the Spurs are interested... And first of all, I don't see him going to the Clippers. What they get to offer? You know, they don't have anything to offer. He'd be going from a team that's, you know, with the Spurs, a team that's very close to the playoffs every year, to a team that hasn't got a chance if they then have to, you know, give up key players to get him on their ball club. Lakers are a little bit better off, but not a whole lot. They're going to have to decimate their ball club as well. And there we go. He'd be playing with a better team than the Clippers have, but not much. And so he had to go to a club that has assets to give up and can do that without destroying the makeup of their ball club. And to me, that seemed like it's the Celtics. But here again, if Brown and Tatum can make such progress in their first year, Tatum's first year, Brown's second year, and then we brought in all these other new players. What, only 4 players, I guess it was, from last year's club? You know, how good are they going to be, you know, when Hayward and Theis and Irving come back this fall for the 2018-2019 season? I said, well, unless somebody blows us away, or unless somebody, you know, willing to swap Leonard for future draft picks. We'll give them our pick this year. We'll give them the pick next year, which is going to be a very good pick. I also say we have a pick from Memphis. I don't know where that is. But they're probably going to be. If they want 3 picks, hey, we'll give them. Provided Leonard is healthy. And also, provided that he's going to sign long-term before we, you know, just get a 1-year rental. And also find out how healthy he is. Oh, so there are a lot of things going along. It's like the Manny Machado situation, somewhat like in Major League Baseball. You got to try to get something for him. Who's going to give you the most? You know, under the circumstances where you're practically begging. would Leonard? Well, you know, Kawhi Leonard sit out this year. Will he be willing to sit out another year if the Spurs don't trade him? You know, I guess it's a staring contest, looking him in the eye, looking old Popovich in the eye, and see who's going to blink first. It's 4:44 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we're multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donald Brown, on this Father's Day edition, Sunday, June the 17th, 2018, of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
DVT is a blood clot in your legs that can break loose and travel to your lungs.
Up to 200,000 people die from its complications.
My husband was one of them. While on assignment in Iraq, David died from complications related to DVT. But DVT can be prevented. Know the risk factors and the warning signs.
I was lucky.
I was lucky.
Very lucky.
Get the facts at preventdvt.org and talk to your doctor about whether you are at risk.
And that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. System 448 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. U.S. Open, three rounds down the tubes, and we have a four-way tie for first place. Berger, Finau, Koepka, and Dustin Johnson, all at 213. Roses one stroke behind at 2:14, and Stenson is two strokes behind at 2:15. The big news is a lot of the big names, Tiger Woods and Rory Mickelson. You know, you have to go way back to know who Vern Mickelson is, I guess. But they didn't make the cut. Phil Mickelson is the other guy I'm trying to think about who didn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth didn't make the cut. Rory McIlroy didn't make the cut. They're going to take their clubs in. And we'll do something bad to them. But anyway, all the golf fanatics will be watching and see if Dustin Johnson can pull out away from these other guys. I've never heard of these other guys. Berger, Finau, Koepka. Who are they? That's why guys like Charlie Hoffman, who was even with Dustin Johnson after the second round, and Scott Piercy, they've fallen behind. Henrik Stenson was one stroke back. Oh, Matt Pazziali. I don't know where he fell. I should look him up. Matt Pazziali, if you don't know, is a firefighter from Brockton, Massachusetts. And he got into the Masters. He didn't get way up there, but getting in is good enough. Did he make the cut? I don't remember. But anyway, he made the cut, and he was, as of yesterday, not yesterday, the day before, he was 7 under. I think something like in 32nd place. But anyway, he's doing what a lot of the other guys have been able to do, so we'll see how far he can go. 4:51 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Again, our phone number. If you want to get in on the not last 9 minutes of the program or so, is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. If you listen to previous programs, I know you must listen to previous programs, you know I am not a soccer aficionado. I know nothing about soccer, less than nothing about. Do I care about soccer? Several years ago, I think it was in the Olympics, United States, I believe, was playing either Japan or China. I forget which, one of those countries. And the United States was just as fast and also bigger. And so what the other team was doing was sending two or three players on offense and holding everybody back, figuring when the Americans, come flying back on offense, that they'll have most of their club back there. And, to me, it was boring. Americans finally won, I think, 3-0 or 3-1 or something like that. But I don't know. I guess maybe other soccer matches are more exciting. But everybody talking about, the World Cup coming to the United States is a three-way playoff there. They're going to have the United States, Canada, and Mexico. I don't think I'll be watching. I don't care where they play. I am just not a soccer fan. I'm sorry. All you soccer fans who are out there, get mad at me and give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. But yesterday, France defeated Australia 2-1. Argentina defeated Iceland. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Argentina and Iceland tied 1-1. Denmark defeated Peru 1-0. Croatia defeated Nigeria 2-0. Okay, so there you go. There are the scores. Don't ask me who did what to whom. I don't know. 4:53 here on WMFO in Medford. Interesting article in Sports Illustrated this past week. 3 days, three champions, and they're talking about The Golden State Warriors justify winning the Triple Crown, and Alex Ovechkin leading Washington to the cup. And they said they were the drunkest winners. I should say, inebriated winners in the history, I guess, of sports. And it's going to be interesting to see where they show up to, I guess, sober enough to show up to greet the president or be greeted by the president. I don't know what their philosophy is. We'll find out. After all, it's not like it's a big trip. You're going to the same city that you play in, so, and probably live in and everything else. So we'll see what happens. 4:54 here on WMFO in Memphis. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. There's been some criticism about Justify's win because they said that another horse that was also saddled by Baffert and trained by Baffert might have been running interference for Justify. I didn't see any replays that would indicate that was true, and I haven't watched a whole lot of them, and from a whole lot of different directions or whatever. But to me, Justify's first two races that he won in sloppy conditions just sent to me that I don't think there was anybody out there who was going to catch him. And Gronkowski, not the player, the horse, gave it all he had and didn't miss by a whole lot. What, length and a half, two lengths and a half, or whatever. But it's like someone said, if they thought there was a problem, they should have filed a complaint right after the race was over and not complain a couple of days later. Much too late. Hats off to Justify Baffert, but someone did suggest, if that's a major problem, or if that could be a major problem, why allow one trainer to put, or one owner, whatever it was, to put two horses in the same race? Make that a rule, and that would not be a problem in the future. So, anyway, I didn't see it. No one is jumping up and down saying, let's call it off and run it all over again. They wouldn't do that, would they? I don't know what the situation is. If there was, let's say there was some kind of blatant interference, I think the judges would call it even before the owners called it. But anyway, they horses bump all the time. I don't know. It's like the charge block in basketball. It's in the eye of the referee. Who knows? They don't know what they're doing, calling most of the time. Anyway, it makes you wonder, And when sports, as I said last week, when sports betting gets in, there are going to be even more questions. And I understand we aren't rushing to judgment here in Massachusetts as far as sports betting is concerned. So it'll be the people outside of the state. I think New Jersey, Delaware, and it's always been in Vegas, so there you go. But I'm assuming money talks, and so therefore the sanity of the leadership of these various sports, they're going to forget all about the fact that we had point shaving scandals in college basketball and in probably other sports as well. And we also had one basketball referee, go to jail. So there you go. That's the climate. But anyway, 4:57 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We'll be back next Sunday at 4 a.m. or thereabouts talking sports. I would love to get you in some sports conversation. And like I said, to do that, you have to give me a call. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise has a fantastic Father's Day program lined up for you called Great Men of Gospel Music. And so we invite you to stay tuned, coming your way shortly at 5 a.m. So you don't want to miss that. And from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m., great gospel music coming your way. So until then, till next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Father's Day, great-grandfather's day, great-great-grandfather's day. Have a fantastic day wherever you are. Father of the church, whoever you are. Enjoy your day. Be blessed. Stay tuned. Sounds of Praise coming your way shortly.